Again, the
刘总
，OK，
那要请你来帮我翻译了。
What do you say? OK，
可以，开始可以的。好的，好，我们再把这段经文一起来读一下啊。
Let's revisit this.
以弗所书五章一到二节，所以你们该效法神，好像蒙慈爱的儿女一样，也要凭爱心行事，正如基督爱我们，为我们舍了自己，当作馨香的供物和祭物献与神。
Ephesians 5, 1 and 2, how doubly thankful therefore as dearly love the children and walk in the way of love, just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God.
第三节，至于淫乱并一切污秽或是贪婪，在你们中间连提都不可，方得圣徒的举手。
Verse 3, but among you there must not be even a hint of sexual immorality or of any kind of impurity or of greed, because
不能够传递给人的。
Because some of the attributes of God cannot be communicated.
神有一些不可传递的属性，可以翻到下一页吗？
There are certain characteristics that are incommunicable.
像神的无所不能,
For example,
无所不知, 无所不在,
God's omnipresence, omniscience, and omnipotence. Those are not
我们知道神是无所不能的，人是不能做到这一点的。
We know God is omnipotent, and this is something beyond human ability.
神可以知道呀，讲出来的，没有讲出来的，人心里的想法，神是无所不知的。
He is all knowing, he is omniscient, he knows what is not being spoken and what is being spoken. In the heart of man.
这些的属性是神的不可传递的属性。
Those characteristics of God are not communicable.
那神的另外一部分的属性是可以被传递的，神的怜悯，神的温柔，神的慈爱，神的智慧，神的公义，神的圣洁。
Other characteristics, divine characteristics, can be transmitted in a way in terms of love, meekness, mercy,
就这些的品格哈，怜悯、温柔、慈爱，继续。
Those characteristics,
智慧、公义、正解哈，这些是神要让我们效法的内容。
His mercy, meekness, love, wisdom, righteousness, and holiness, those can be transmitted.
我们就像这个人，就像一面镜子一样哈，能够反射出这个主人的这个样式来。
We, in a way, are just like a mirror, mirroring, so to speak, the image of our Lord.
当我们说效法神的时候，也是让神的这种的怜悯、温柔、慈爱这些的品格、这些的属性，能够在我们的生命当中不断的被彰显出来。
When we say imitating Christ, that basically means that his characteristics, such as mercy, meekness, love, will be manifested in us.
所以神从一开始造人的时候，他就把人他的形象放在人的里面。
And that's how he did it in our creation, in the initial creation, that he stamped us with his image.
但是当人犯罪以后，人就亏缺了神的形象。
After the fall of man, however, man falls short as a group, the glory of God.
不是完全失去了上帝的形象。
Not that they suffer the total loss of the image of God.
犯罪之后的人还是带着上帝的形象的。
They still carry the image of God even after the fall.
但是这个形象已经不完整。
But that image is not perfect anymore.
然而在主耶稣基督里面，神又重生了我们，又让我们重新生了一回。
But we got regenerated through and in Jesus Christ. We were born again.
重生以后，这个新人是照着神的形象造的，这是前面的经文告诉我们。
That new person at regeneration or rebirth is once again better manifestation in the image of God.
在基督里被重造的这个新人，有神的形象，是有真理的仁义和圣洁。
And that newly created, recreated person carries with him image of his righteousness and love and holiness.
所以这是耶稣基督来哈，他来彰显神的像，从来没有见过神，见过父神，唯有在父怀中的独生子，就是耶稣基督，将他表明出来。
And with the advent of Jesus Christ, has been before this never been any manifestation of God, but the Son of God has revealed who God is.
耶稣也对他的门徒讲说，你们看见我就是看见了父。
And this is what Jesus taught his disciples, you see me, you see God.
耶稣是神荣耀所发出的光辉，是他本体的真相。
And Jesus is the radiance of the glory of God, and is the essence of God.
当我们说
representation of God.
我们效法神，神很抽象的话，神就把他的儿子，那个代表他形象的儿子耶稣基督派到地上来，降世为人，成了他一个形象的一个彰显和一个发表。
If we say imitate God, that's rather abstract in and out of itself, but because of that, God sent His one and only Son to become in the form of Jesus, so that we'll be able to imitate.
这是保罗所讲的哈。当我们要效法神的时候，我们就去看基督。基督是怎样对待人的？基督是怎样说话的？基督是怎样行事的？哈，我们通过效法基督来效法神。
And this is in essence what Paul is trying to teach us here. We need to imitate Christ, the way he talks, he greets people, he conducts himself, and those are the things we need to follow.
作为神的儿女，这是一章五节以弗所书就告诉我们哈，我们在基督里面成为上帝的儿女，又得了基儿子的名分哈。作为神的儿女的我们，我们今天又怎样效法基督来效法神呢？
And this is what we have from Ephesians 1:5. Basically, it's the adoption of us as children of God, as sons of God. And as children of God, how do we imitate God, Christ?
那今天这段经文告诉我们，从两方面来学习效法基督。
And from today's scripture, we are given two ways as to imitating Christ.
第一个是效法神的饶恕。
The first is to learn how to forgive as God forgives.
第二个呢是效法基督的慈爱。
The second is to imitate Christ's love.
这是我们今天集中我们的心思要思想哈，如何像基督饶恕我们一样，我们学习去彼此饶恕。
That sums up the focus of today's sermon as we talk about His forgiveness and His love.
如何又效法基督？他是怎么爱我们的？我们怎么可以要照着他的样式来彼此相爱
？As we imitate Christ, as to how He loved us, we will be able to love others as well.
饶恕是在上文哈，我们读了五章第一节、第二节。前文在四章的最后两句话就讲到，我们要像基督一样去彼此饶恕。
To the issue of forgiveness, we have the context in Ephesians 4:31.
回到前面啊，前面讲说一切苦毒、恼恨、愤怒、嚷闹、毁谤，并一切的恶毒，都当从你们中间除掉。
This is the context. In Ephesians 4:31, get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice.
并要以恩慈相待，存怜悯的心，彼此饶恕，正如神在基督里饶恕了你们一样。
4:32, be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you.
保罗说一切的苦毒啊，一切的恶毒啊，都要除掉的。
This is what Paul is saying. He's saying is all malice, all bitterness, all of that you have to get rid of.
在我们当中应该一丁点这些的痕迹都没有的。
Not an iota of all of that should be found in our midst.
内心的里面沉着的那个恼怒，外面表达出言语那种的愤怒，那种的嚷闹，那种诽谤的话语，是一切一点都不应该留在我们的当中。
Once again, not an iota of any bitterness harbored in heart, any slander, coarse joking, as we speak out, should be gotten rid of.
保罗说，都当从你们中间除掉，都应该从我们当中除掉。那应该的事情有没有在他们当中发生呢？
And all of that needs to be must be gotten rid of. But how come we still have it?
显然没有哈。如果有的话，保罗也就不会写信给以弗所提醒他们这件事情。所以在今天的教会一样，在神的眼目当中，在神的心意当中，我们这些恶毒啊，这些争闹啊，这些纷争啊，都应该一点不留的在我们当中除掉。但是如何做到呢？
As we can see, all of that is the job is not perfect. Otherwise,Paul would not have written the epistle of Ephesians. Obviously, things of that nature did exist or were common practice among the believers at the church, in the church at Ephesus. The same is true, can be true with the current day church life.
我们都希望别人用恩慈来待我们。
We all hope and pray to be treated with kindness and love.
我们都希望别人能够怜悯我们的情况，体贴我们的情况，用怜悯的心来待我们。
We all desire forgiveness, or to be forgiven as we conduct ourselves.
神的心意也是让我们这一群人彼此能够恩慈相待，存怜悯的心。
The will of God is the same, that we be compassionate and kind to one another.
那怎么才能做到呢？
How to do it then?
关键就在这里哦。
The key is here.
就是饶恕。
It starts with forgiveness.
如果我们彼此之间不能饶恕的话，没有办法存怜悯的心，存恩典的以恩慈相待。
If we can't even forgive one another, how can we talk about being compassionate and kind to one another?
如果我们不明白耶稣基督是如何饶恕了我们，我们也没有这种能力去彼此的饶恕。
If we don't have an idea as to how we have been forgiven in Jesus Christ by God, how are we going to be able to do it to other people?
我们说一家人舌头哪有不碰牙的哈，哪有不出现矛盾的事。
We have a saying, you know, within one family, it's just like your palate and your tongue. How can you prevent one from touching the other?
更何况我们这些人，我们又没有血缘关系，我们是靠着耶稣基督的救赎、圣灵的联络、基督耶稣里的重生，从不同的背景、不同的家庭、不同的地方，成长，合在一起的。在一起怎么可能没有矛盾呢？
Let alone us, look at us. There is no degree, any degree of consanguinity, or there is no blood relationship among us. We came from different families, different backgrounds, different places. We're just different. How do we do this?
所以这里的关键哈，前面那些目标都非常的好，我们也都希望达到，我们也努力去做。但是这里的关键就是我们要学习饶恕。
All of the attributes listed above and previously we talked about are very good characteristics, but we have to start here with forgiving.
如果我们不知道如何去彼此饶恕的话，就会有苦毒，就会有怨恨，就会有嚷闹，就会有恶毒，就会有诽谤，这些事情在我们当中发生。
If we do not know how to forgive or have been forgiven, there's no way we can be rid of those bad habits, like bitterness, coarse joking, and every form of malice.
如果我们不懂得如何彼此饶恕的话，我们就没有能力，我们也不知道怎样去彼此恩慈相待，存怜悯的心相待。
And if we cannot forgive one another, we will end up not being able to practice being kind to others, let alone being compassionate.
所以怎么学习饶恕呢？
How do we learn?
要学基督哦，基督怎么饶恕我们的。
Learn from Christ, how, as how he forgives.
我们要效法他的样式，就像基督饶恕我们一样，我们要彼此的饶恕。
Talking about imitating Christ, and this is how we learn how he forgives us and as we forgive others.
好，我们就看一看基督是怎么饶恕我们的。
And let's take a quick look as to how we receive forgiveness in Christ.
基督饶恕人的时候，他是没有等到人来到他的面前求他的饶恕，他就饶恕人。
Talking about Christ forgiving, he did not wait until people come forth.
甚至基督饶恕人的时候，没有等到人悔改的时候，他就已经饶恕他们了。
He did not wait for people to ask for forgiveness or before they exhibited any evidence of repentance, he forgave.
基督把他应得的那个权利，好像那应得的那个公义，那个平等的对待，完全交给上帝，让上帝来听凭上帝的掌管，让他来管，他不自己去伸冤的。
Rather, he gave all of that in terms of privileges, his rights, sense of justice. He gave all of that into the hands of God, who is the judge.
你看基督被钉在十字架上的时候，是他的身心灵最痛苦的时候，他却在那个地方上选择了饶恕人。
As he was nailed to the cross, that's where he suffered the most in terms of his body, soul, and mind, but he chose to forgive at that crucial moment.
用钉子钉耶稣基督的那些的罗马兵丁没有来到耶稣面前说，哎呀，我们做错事了，求耶稣来饶恕我们。
Just think of the Roman soldiers who literally nailed him. He did not require Christ, did not require them to come forth and beg for forgiveness.
那些犹太的官长，那些祭司长、长老，呼喊着，鼓动群众，呼喊着，钉他十字架，钉他十字架的时候，他们并没有来到耶稣面前求耶稣的饶恕。
Just hear the cries of the crowds from the elder Jewish elders and priests and officials as they cried out, "Crucify him! Crucify him! Crucify him!" Jesus did not choose to ask, to demand of their asking first.
跟随他的门徒当中那一个，天天吃喝跟他在一起睡躺卧在一起的那个犹大，竟然用亲吻这样一种的动作来出卖耶稣的时候，在他还没有来到耶稣面前来认罪悔改的时候，耶稣已经从心里饶恕了他。
Look at Judah Iscariot, who had been eating with Christ, drinking, sleeping with him, and as he betrayed our Lord with a kiss, our Lord had already forgiven him.
包括那些门徒，其他的门徒啊，在主耶稣基督最需要他们同他陪伴他的时候，都跑散了，离弃了他。那个最大的使徒竟然在人的面前三次否认主的名，不说他不认识主耶稣基督。耶稣都知道这些事情，但当他们还没有悔改、没有认罪的时候，耶稣已经饶恕了。
As for his disciples, look at it this way: Christ's forgiveness was inclusive of all of them as they scattered and abandoned him to face the authorities and his suffering. He did not ask them anything as a prerequisite to his forgiving.
甚至当这些人还没有意识到他们这样做是在得罪神，得罪了耶稣的时候，耶稣就已经为他们钉了十字架。
And that included, for example, the thrice betrayal by his apostle Peter and all of the disciples this way.
这是罗马书第五章第八节描述耶稣的爱的时候讲的，唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候就为我们死了。
This is what we have from Romans 5:8, when we were even sinners, Christ died for us.
在他被钉在十字架上要死的时候，他没有求神，神啊，你来彰显你的公义，彰显你的审判。他在那里祷告的竟然是，父啊，求你赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。
As he hung on a cross, he did not cry out for God's imminent justice in carrying out his sentence of those people who betrayed him, but he cried out, oh Lord, oh God, forgive them, for they do not know what to do. What?
所以什么是饶恕？饶恕是一个选择。
So what is forgiveness then? It is a choice.
在神的面前做出一个选择，把这个审判的权柄不握在自己的手里哦，是交给神，交给父神，交给上帝。
As he stands before God, he did not take over the task of judgment. Rather, he leaves that into the hands of God, who is the ultimate judge.
饶恕跟和好是两个不同的过程，是不同的事情。
Reconciling and forgiveness are two different things.
饶恕是我们个人在我们心中要做出的一个决定。
To forgive is our personal decision that we make in our hearts.
它不取决于我们要饶恕的对象，他是否认罪了，他是否悔改了，是否来找你来跟你要和好，不取决于这一点，是你在神的面前要做出的一个 release， 释放这个权柄的一个决定。
This is rather the release of the power to do the same to God as we do it is no prerequisite.As to coming forth, asking for forgiveness, and displaying a sense of repentance for the person to be forgiven. All of that prerequisite is out.
这是主要求我们每一个做基督的门徒要效法他的样式的人要做的事情，就是要饶恕别人。
And this is required of us as we are Christ's disciples that.When we imitate Christ, this is what we have to do. We have to forgive.
主教我们导主导文之后，他马上紧接着就对这句话：你们饶恕人的过犯，你们的天父也必饶恕你们的过犯。
As soon as he was done with teaching of the Lord's Prayer, and this is what Lord Jesus said: For if you forgive men when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you.
你们。不饶恕人的过犯，你们的天父也必不饶恕你们的过犯。
But if you do not forgive men their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins.
耶稣没有说你一定要跟人和好，因为和好是要决定双方面的呀。
Jesus here is not talking about reconciling. That requires the consensus of two parties.
但是耶稣很明确的命令我们要去饶恕，这是我们自己可以做决定的。
But here, forgiving is a command, is a clear command. This is something that is up to us.
只有当双方都愿意彼此饶恕，彼此这个接纳，彼此认罪的时候，这个和好才有可能啊。
It only becomes possible for the forgiver or the one being forgiven, to reach this agreement, and forgiving will be completed.
对。这是我们今天要效法基督的地方哈，在他痛苦的时候、受伤害的时候，他选择把这个权柄 release 交还给父神。
And this is where we can start with our imitating of Christ as he did at a crucial juncture when he was being nailed, being crucified. He chose to forgive.
主教导我们主导文的时候，让我们祷告的时候，这个啊。里面的这个意思哈，就是免我们的债，如同我们免了人的债。
And this is partly the essence of the Lord's prayer, as he teaches us forgive us as our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors.
如同哦，我们求神来饶恕我们的时候，我们要先去饶恕别人呢，赦免别人，从心里面把这个权柄交出去哈，这样的话，神才会饶恕我们呢。
The word as refers to the as we are doing this, we have to imitate Christ as well.
彼得是门徒当中的老大哥。
Look at Apostle Peter. He's the greatest among the apostles.
他这个人反应是很快的。
Very quick to react.
好多事情啊，别人还没有。想到没有看到的时候，他就先想到，先看到了。
or before other people can think of anything, he would be the first to react.
神也特地有意地栽培这个彼得。
God has a plan of edifying Peter.
他要登山变相显给门徒看他天国的荣耀的时候，就把彼得、约翰、这个安德烈都带到山上去。
As he was going to display his glory in, on the Mount of Transfiguration, Jesus took along Peter, John, and Andrew.
当最后在克西马银园里面，耶稣在那里要人陪伴他一起祷告的时候，特地带着三个门徒，其中就有彼得。
He was accompanied by the same individuals, same apostles, as he went forth to pray in the Garden of Gethsemane.
所以你注意哈，当有一个门徒跑到耶稣这里来讲说，哎呀，我要原谅我的弟兄多少次，七次够不够？不是别人，正是彼得。
And as we read the passage where you see a disciple coming forth to Jesus asking if a brother of mine has sinned against me seven times, I forgive him seven times, it's not enough. And that individual is none other than Apostle Peter.
所以可以想象彼得在门徒当中常常受他的弟兄欺负的。
Imagine this situation. He must be the victim among all of the disciples. That's Peter.
甚至会被其他的弟兄们、门徒们去嫉妒的。
Even to the extent that he would engender in a way the envy of many.
为什么每次都是你冲在前面？
Well, how come every time you're the first one to react?
为什么每次好像知道神的旨意都是你先讲？
How come every time knowing the will of God and you're the first one to speak it?
啊，为什么跳到那个海里面跟耶稣一起走在海面上是你不是别人呢？
Why did you step off the boat and into the water? Why did you have to be number one?
所以他就跑到耶稣这里来面来问耶稣说，是我要原谅我的弟兄，七次够不够？
And that could be the background when he ran into before Jesus askingIf I have forgiven my brother who sinned against me seven times, forgiven him seven times.
我可以数着哈，数到第八次，我可以就反击了。
That means counting and continue with your counting until the eighth time. And on the eighth time,
我可以忍，但是我的忍耐是有极限的。
That's my limit.
但耶稣说不是七次，是七十个七次。
But this is not what Jesus said. He did not endorse him. He said 70 times seven.
数到494次，他大概都数忘了。
If we imagine Peter counting all the way to 490, he might have forgotten at that moment.
如果他真的能够数到490次，我想在这个过程当中，他也会被改变，他的弟兄也会被改变。
Imagine the process throughout his counting all the way up to 490, he would have been changed, and so did his brother.
效法基督的人。
Imitate.
像基督饶恕我们一样去彼此。
As he has forgiven us, we'll go and forgive others.
圣经给摩西的评价说他为人极其谦和，胜过世上所有的人。
The scriptural description of Moses has it this way. He's the most humble and the young man.
就是这样，在世上最谦和的摩西却常常受到别人的攻击。
But such a humble man came under the attack of man many a time.
别人诽谤他的原因就是说你专权。
There was a slander against Moses. You hog the privileges and you hog the rights.
甚至包括他的亲哥哥亲姐姐。
His attackers included his own older brother and older sister.
米利安亚伦也起来说，哎，神只跟你说话吗？难道不也跟我们一样说话吗？
We have Miriam and Aaron rising up against Moses, saying that, is the Lord only talking to you and not to us?
摩西真的是哈，他的忠心的表现就是神怎么说他就怎么讲。
Look at Moses, whatever the Lord said, Moses would do the same.
摩西很少讲自己的话，但是因为神跟他讲的话太多了，在这个山上就四十天，然后山下又四十天，不断的神对他讲话，所以他不断的，这是他的责任呢。摩西的责任就是要代表神来向以色列的百姓传递律法，传递旨意，传递带领，这是他的责任。
Most of the time, Moses would be speaking on behalf of God. Just imagine he was in the mountains, on the mountains for 40 days, and he came down and stayed 40 days, and he was the one giving all of the laws and ordinances, and he was speaking most of the time in teaching the people of God those commands and statutes.
那摩西的极其谦卑的表现就是，当别人攻击他的时候，他就不讲话。
The way he demonstrated his humility is when he comes under attack, he remains silent.
每一次当他不讲话的时候，神就出来替他讲话。
And when he remains silent, God will come forth and speak on his behalf.
那我们怎么知道在这个过程当中摩西没有记恨那些诽谤他的人，而是选择饶恕他们，原谅他们呢？
How do we know? How do we determine if Moses had already forgiven those people who slandered him?
在米利安他姐姐这次的事情的时候，神亲自出手让米利安得了大麻风。
In the example, in the incident of them, regarding Miriam, God went forth and punished herby giving her leprosy.
摩西就马上来到上帝的面前，为他的姐姐来祈求医治。
What Moses did was to come before the Lord immediately and beg God to heal her.
我们就知道摩西已经在心里面把这个权柄哈没有抓在他自己手里，他没有定别人的罪哈，而是交给神，让神来掌管这一切。
By that we know for sure thatMoses had already forgiven Miriam, leaving the right of judgment in the hands of God alone.
这些都是我们可以学习的非常好的榜样。
Those are good examples for us to follow.
这是关于饶恕，我们再看第二方面哈，我们怎么学习耶稣基督的慈爱。
And this is all about forgiving, and next we'll move on to Christ's love as we imitate Him.
你看第一节、第二节反复的出现就是这个爱、慈爱、爱心这个词。
In verses 1 and 2, we see a sort of a repetition of the word love in its various forms.
所以你们该效法神，好像蒙慈爱的儿女一样。
Follow God's example, therefore, dearly love the children.
第二节说，也要凭爱心行事，正如基督爱我们，为我们舍了自己，当作馨香的供物和祭物献与神。
And verse 2, we have, and walk in the way of love, just as Christ loved us, and give himself up as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God.
这第一节强调哈，我们效法神是有一个新的身份，作为儿女，而且是蒙慈爱的儿女来效法神。
Verse 1 actually refers to our status as adopted children of God, and we are beloved of God.
如果是作为一个雇员，作为一个工人，作为一个奴隶，那他的效法这个主人的样式，那是不一样的了。
It is not the same as, for example, an employee imitating the example of his master, his employer.
而且也不是说作为学生跟老师一样哈，去效法他的老师，不是，而是像儿女一样，而且是蒙慈爱的儿女来效法。
Neither the relationship is the same regarding a teacher and his pupil.
所以当我们能够效法神，比如说效法神的饶恕，我们能够有这个能力去饶恕别人的时候，你首先知道你是被上帝饶恕的。你要爱别人的时候，你要先知道你是被上帝所爱的。
Talking about practicing forgiving, and before you do that, you have to be assured that you have been forgiven of God already, so you can go forth andForgive others as you practice imitating Christ.
蒙慈爱的儿女有什么特点呢？
What are the characteristics of the children beloved of God?
我们要思想一下，我们要体会一下上帝对我们这个爱已经临到我们了。
Let's dwell on this thought and think about whether the love of God has been already visited, has been on us.
第一个，蒙慈爱的儿女是完全被父神所接纳的。
Number one is we experience total acceptance by God as children of God.
跟那个雇员不一样。
We're not the same in terms of our status. We're not just like
雇员是看表现的。
Employee is required to behave in a certain way.
表现不好，效绩不好，工作的果效不好，要被解雇的。
He faces the possibility of dismissal if his work is not up to par or his conduct is falls short of the standard.
但儿女不一样，我们是完全被父神所接纳的。
That is not the same as children of God. We are totally accepted, full acceptance we enjoy.
我们会犯罪，会跌倒，会软弱，但是上帝还是用他的慈爱，不改变的爱，像父亲爱儿女一样爱着我们。
We're prone to sinning and falling short of the glory of God, but His love of us as His children does not change.
作为蒙慈爱的儿女，我们是随时可以来到父神的面前，这个跟故宫不一样啊。
As children, beloved of God, we can come before our God anytime, unlike for an employer, I mean employee.
再重要的员工，再被老板赏识的员工，他也不可能半夜十二点来到这个父亲的卧房里面啊。
Just imagine, it doesn't matter how meritorious a employee is, he's not going to come before his employer at midnight, and in many hours.
但是做儿女的可以啊，随时来到父神的面前来倾听我们的祷告，跟我们来谈心。
But as children of God, we can come forth before the Lord anytime, any hour, and in prayers.
蒙慈爱的儿女是完全受这个父亲的保护的。
We enjoy the full, complete protection of our father as children of God.
没有父亲不保护自己的儿女的。
No father, will fail to protect his children.
意思说，我们在地上的父亲尚且不好，还知道把最好的东西给我们的儿女，何况在天上的父呢？天上的父一定是把最好的东西给我们。
Referring to parents, Jesus teaches us, even though you are evil, you still give good things to your children, let alone our Heavenly Father, wouldn't He give good things to His children?
我们对于神来讲，我们就像神眼中的瞳人一样，像那个老鸡要保护那个小鸡一样，他要尽力的来保护我们，何况我们这个神是无所不能，无所不知，无所不在的，他的保护是临到我们。
In the eyes of our God, we are really the pupil of His eyes, and He is omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent, anywhere, anytime, whatever means, He is going to provide the protection for His children.
第四个，蒙慈爱的儿女跟故宫不一样啊，我们要承受产业的。
We're different in status from being an employee, for example, we are here to inherit.
员工做工得工价哈，甚至可以给他奖金，但到时候他就离开了。
Well, you have an employee, gets his salary, maybe you bless him with a bonus, but when time comes, he leaves.
但是做儿女的需要承受父亲要给我们的产业。
But as children, we stand to gain in terms of inheritance from our father.
所以保罗在教我们怎么去行事为人，脱去旧人，穿上新人的时候，他一再的强调，很注重的让我们知道我们到底是谁。
As Paul was teaching us to conduct ourselves in the right way, and he was showing us how to do this imitating Christ.
当我们真正很清楚地意识到我们是这样的蒙慈爱的儿女的时候，那个动力就来了啊！我们是在爱中被催逼，爱中去鼓励，来让我们去效法神，效法基督。这么难做的事情，我们可以有这样的能力去效法。
And if we are imitating Christ, we are motivated by what we have just been discussing, we'll be able to do it.
我们像基督一样的爱，那基督是怎样爱我们的呢
？Well, be able to love as Christ loved. How did He love us?
这一段里面讲了两点。
And in this passage, there are two points he focuses on.
基督为了爱我们舍了他自己。
Christ, because of his love for us, he gave himself up.
而且还有第二点呢，他这样做不光是为了我们的好处哦。
In addition, he's not doing all of this only for our goodness.
他为我们舍己被钉在十字架上，他说就像一个新鲜的祭物和供物一样，那个方向是指向神的，是指向父的。
He did it for another purpose above all. He did it as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to none other but to God.
所以当我们效法基督的爱的时候，我们要记住这两点啊。最大的爱是为人舍啊，你的爱的程度，爱的分量是根据你为他能够舍多少的那个分量和程度来衡量的。
As we go out imitating Christ, we bear in mind those two things, how much we can forgive is pretty much weighed by or measured with the level of sacrifice.
再有，我们一定要像基督一样记得啊，我们做这些事情的时候，不管人理解不理解，人明白不明白，我们做的这个方向，指向的方向，就像祭物献的那个方向一样，是指向神的。
As we imitate and doing all of this, we have to bear in mind the purpose. Why we are doing this? We are doing all of this with the sole purpose. We are doing it for God.
我们这样做，人可以理解或者不理解，人接纳或者不接纳，但是我们所做的求的那个最高的目标是让父神天父的心能够得到满足。
Whether we are appreciated or not by man as we imitate Christ, we bear in mind we need to be pleasing to God, who is the only, the ultimate goal.
圣经当中大概最能够表现天父的爱啊，基督对我们的爱的故事就是浪子的故事。
The prodigal son will be the most prominent example of all as to the love of God for us.
那个离开家那个浪子那一部分我们都很熟悉了哈，他不懂得父亲的心意，他这样做也伤害了神父亲的心，但当他回来的时候，父亲没有这个拒绝他啊，没有冷落他，没有让他在村外等待，而是跑过去去拥抱他，亲吻他，然后把袍子给他穿上，把戒指给他戴上，把那个牛犊宰了，要这个大开宴席，要迎接这个孩子回来。这是上帝的爱的表现。
We are all familiar with the story of the prodigal son, as he pretty much dishonored his parent, his father by running away and throwing away all of the assets, but on his return trip, his father was there to greet him. His father clothed him, gave him a signet ring, and blessed him with sandals, and killed the fatted calf, and celebrated.
但请大家注意那个大儿子。
Focus on for a moment on the elder.
当那个小儿子回来的时候，为什么大儿子不高兴呢？
Why did he become displeased at the sight of the return of his younger brother?
父亲这么开心，他把这个全家人都召集在一起，甚至那个邻舍都召集来一起来庆祝，为什么那个大儿子不高兴，他就在那个门外连门都不进呢？
In the context of the great joy that was manifest in his father as he gatheredall friends and family, the neighbors to celebrate this occasion.
因为大家知道小儿子走的时候那个家业已经分了，对不对？归小儿子那一部分小儿子已经带走了。
As the younger, the prodigal son left home, he left with a portion of his inheritance.
这意味着剩下来的所有的东西哈，都是应该归大儿子的这个产业。
That means the remainder estate of the father belongs to the older son.
所以当小儿子回来，这个父亲又把衣服给他穿，又把东西给他，又杀牛这个宰羊来庆祝的时候，这些东西本来都应该是大儿子的。
So on the return of prodigal son, his father clothed him, gave him the ring, and killed a calf for him. All of those items were legitimately the belongings of the older son.
其他儿子很不开心, 凭什么拿我的东西去款待他?
And that son was in a way legitimately upset. Why did you give away what rightfully belongs to me?
父亲要特地走出来, 劝这个大儿子, 其实我的东西都是你。
And we see the picture of the father going out on the limb outside home to talk to his older son. All I have is yours.
如果我这个小儿子已经像死里复活、失而复得又回来的话，你又多了一个兄弟回来，你应该欢喜快乐。You
should rejoice seeing your brother who was dead now is alive. Who was lost now is found. You should rejoice with me.
所以整个这个浪子的故事当中呢，其实没有一个人真正体会明白这个父亲的心。Not
a single one in that story of the prodigal son really appreciates the heart of the father.
小儿子很明显了，我们一看就知道哈。即使他回来的时候，他也想说，我回来，我不做儿子，我回来做故宫的。
Looking merely at this picture of what we have vis-a-vis the prodigal son, he was thinking, I'm not going to be a son anymore, I'll be a servant of my father.
那这个大儿子也被显示了，他不明白这个父亲的心肠。
And the same thing goes with the older son who failed to appreciate the heart of his father.
当然感谢主啊，这个故事是有续集的。
There is a sequel to this story, thanks be to the Lord.
后来主耶稣基督就成了这个大儿子。
Our Lord Jesus turned out to be to function as the older son.
在这个故事里面找不到一个兄弟去代表这个父亲出去去找那个浪子。
No representative man from this family could be found to seek out
younger son. Only
his only begotten Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, knowing the will of God, went out of his way to seek us out.
在那个故事当中，大儿子不肯付代价，他有一点东西分给这个小儿子恩待他的弟弟，他都不高兴。但是主耶稣基督为了救赎我们，为了拯救我们，宁愿付上他生命的代价。Harking
back to the story of the prodigal son, we can see the older son who was not willing at all to share the cost of regaining his younger brother. Whereas looking at our Lord Jesus, he went out his way and gave his life to redeem the children of God.
主耶稣基督成了我们的掌心，他体贴上帝的心意，为了我们的缘故，舍了他的自己，而且把自己的身体、把自己的生命，像一个祭物、供物一样献给上帝，让父神的心意得以喜悦、得以满足。这是我们要效法的样子。
What Jesus did was just the opposite, pleasing the Lord in this way. He went out of his way and gave himself out to fulfill the redemptive plan of God. He knew the heart of God.
我们今天能够记住哈，我们作为已经蒙了基督的爱、蒙了上帝的爱的儿女，我们当通过效法基督的。 饶恕，效法基督的慈爱，来效法神，跟随神。I
hope and pray you're going to take away from today's sermon and this as God's beloved children. We should imitate God by following Christ's example of forgiveness.
接下来是我们守圣餐的时间。
It's time for our communion.
当我们凭着信心领用这饼、这杯的时候，基督的生命来替换我们的生命。
as we come forth to take part in this cup, this bread and cup by faith.
让基督的那个爱来再次来触摸我们，浇灌我们，让我们有能力去饶恕别人。
And let's all ask Lord to touch us with the love of Christ as we go about forgiving others.
让基督那个舍了自己生命的爱，让天父的心意得以满足的那一种的爱，能够代替我们里面老我的那个生命。
So that his sacrificial love, his love that goes out of his way to fulfill the will of God perfectly, will reside in us and replace our hearts.
父母先带我们唱一首回应的诗歌。
Mrs. Hua will lead us with a hymn.
借着这首诗歌呢，我们预备我们的心来领用今天的圣餐。
As we prepare our hearts for the communion table.